Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler. Tonight we have with us Ms. Patricia. Patricia is a beautician and teacher at the Dudley Institute. She is also is over healthy hair. She has a certification in healthy hair. Good afternoon, Ms. Patricia. How are you doing?
Fine, and you, Angela?
Good. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, same here.
Same here. Okay. The topic tonight is hair. Show Talk with Angela Butler decided to do a special segment on hair. What we're going to have every Monday night around 6 p.m., we're going to have beauticians to come in every Monday and talk about hair. Licensed and certified beauticians. Ms. Patricia, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I've been in the industry for over 35 years. I managed the shop at Jackson State University for over 16 years, and I've been working with the Dudley Leadership Training Institution for the last 5 years. And I have my own, I have a certificate in healthy hair, and I also have my own company, Hair Ears, LLC, where, you know, I specialize in helping salons and through beauty school. I'm a facilitator for that as well.
Oh, okay. All right. So, listeners, you've heard about Miss Patricia. We're not going to give out her last name, but she is from, I believe, Mississippi. Am I right?
Definitely Mississippi.
Mississippi. I have relatives in Mississippi. Miss Patricia, I'm going to let you take the lead tonight since you're an expert in this field. Would you let my listeners know what the topic is about and go into the detail?
Yes, I will. Well, good evening, listening audience. I'm Patricia. I was speaking to you from a spiritual aspect. Sisters, rock your own hair. As we all know, hair is the crowning glory of a woman, 1 Corinthians 11:15. I have a dream and a vision and a desire that we as African American must learn how to rock our own hair. I feel that there is a need because we don't know the significance. Because my study in healthy hair taught me exactly what's wrong we was doing to our hair, and the lack of understanding is why we're doing it. Braid, weave, high lift color, over process. What we're doing is we're supposed to set an example for the generation and the next generation and the future generation, but they don't understand the significance of what we're doing when we don't let our own natural hair flow. So my thing and my desire is for us to learn how to rock our own hair. It's okay to be versatile, but you do not let it take over you. What I mean by that is when you wear braids or weave too much, you damage your own hair to the place that you might not be able to restore it. And that's going to cause another psychological problem. And I feel that there's a great need and a lack of knowledge out here for why we are wearing weave the way we are and braids. We don't understand that our hair follicles will not allow all the extra tension, and we are smothering our own hair with the weave. And which means, in turn, we're going to create a problem, whereas summertime, if you can reverse it, if you don't catch it in time. And then if you wear weave too long or braids too long, you create a psychological problem for yourself, because once you wear it too long, you don't know how to find yourself with your own hair. Therefore, you are still creating a problem. So my thing is to educate them on how to do. It's okay to be versatile, but don't let it control you. Be proud of the hair that God bless you with, because out of all hair texture, we have have the most versatile hair that it is. The curl pattern that we have allow us to do what we're doing as long as we don't overdo it and abuse our hair. So my thing is to, like I said, teach them and allow them how to rock their own hair, their own God-given hair, and keep their self-esteem and their self-image as though they when they have the weave in the braid, you know. So when you feel that you don't look good with your own hair, you're losing your self-image and you're losing your self-esteem, and you also keep creating a self, you also create a psychological problem. And also, what are we saying to the next generation and to our future generation? You know, if we Google and keep up with the latest, they'll ask you what is happening to our hair, like African-American women, and, you know, what is happening to our hair, because we are losing our hair in droves. Some of us are keeping it a secret. We don't want anyone to know, you know, and some is because of lack of knowledge from the cosmetologist itself of what it's doing to the hair. And some of us don't really care because it's a part of our image. But if we understood the greatness of what it was doing to our old God-given hair and scalp, we wouldn't do that. So that's what my thing is about. That's what my mission and my goal is, to keep on pressing on until I get us to understand that our self-image is into our own hair, you know, and learn how to rock our own hair, whichever way it may be, short, long, or beauty, a short, long, that is still beautiful. You know, we have allowed other Americans to dictate to us what looks good on us and what don't look good. And we have failed into that pattern. I hate to say that, but we don't appreciate our own God-given hair. God didn't make no mistake when he made our hair. He knew what he was doing when he gave us the pattern. But we need to search and see what's so special about our pattern. It's something very special, very, very special about our pattern. Because our hair, you could do so much with it. We could go straight, perm, color, updos, braid, twist, locks, natural. No other hair can do that but ours. But yet I find in today's generation, we are running from our own hair. And that's not a good statement, that you don't look good or you're not pretty if you don't have a weave or if you don't have braids in your hair, you know. And my thing is to let them know you're beautiful regardless, because of the way God made you with your hair, you know. Other nationalities' hair won't do what our hair would do. That's the advantage that we have. Look into what we have, not what others have, but what we have, what we were blessed with as African American women.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, and you're taking it from a spiritual point of view. Everything you said makes sense. How damaging is hair wig is worn continuously, like for 6 weeks at a time or seven weeks at a time?
I'm so glad you asked that. I've been doing a study for the last 10 years. It's very serious, because even there is no way out if you wear it too long, or even if you wear braids too long. You're gonna damage the shaft and you're gonna damage the scalp, either way you do it. I've had them, when I was doing the study, they come back, "Why, Miss Patricia, oh, no, I told you this was what happened." When you wear the braids too long, it strips the hair of its natural oil. When you take the braids out, your hair is brittle, very brittle. What they fail to realize, they really actually supposed to treat the hair. Wait a week or two and get a treatment, then apply the relaxer. But most of them don't want to wait that long or don't want to go through that change. This is what I'm saying. You're creating more problem on top of a problem. The same thing with weave. It dries out your natural hair, and if you do it with the adhesive, it messes up the scalp. And if you put it on the hair, it messes up the shaft. So it's not a win-win situation. We got to learn how we can do this where it could be a win-win situation for everybody. And I feel, from my perspective, is to learn how to rock your own hair.
Rock your own hair.
Yes.
Rock your own hair. That's a good topic. The name of the show, if I didn't say it again, the name of the show is How to Protect Dr. Crown of Glory. That's the topic of the show, how to rock our own hair and how to protect our own crown of glory. Crown of glory is from the Bible.
Yes. 1 Corinthians 11:15.
Okay. Yes.
See, Angela, our hair is our culture, our self-image, our self-esteem. We're having a difficult time with our hair because we have allowed, like I said, other America to tell us how to wear our hair to be accepted in society. Why? Why are we doing this? We are part of the society. We are born with our hair. It's up to us to work together to learn how to embrace our own hair throughout this country, our own God-given hair. God didn't make no mistake when he made our hair. We just got to learn to embrace it and not worry about what other America say about our hair to make us feel inferior to our own that we were created with. You know?
I think that's
like I said, that's my goal and that's my desire and that is my mission. So to help black women break this chain of the psychological problem that they have created for themselves, to readjust the situation. And they're going to have to go through a mind, body, and spiritual experience. Because it's not going to be an easy adjustment, depending on how long you have been wearing this. Because you have lost track of your own self-image and your own self-esteem. You're depending on something that's not real.
Okay, I want to say this. America itself has a certain image of what they think beauty is, what they think is beauty. And that image is being passed on, has been passed on for many generations, many centuries to black Americans and African Americans. And that standard of beauty is not the true standard of beauty. It's not real. Beauty comes in all forms, shapes, and sizes, and all colors, all shades. But that one standard of beauty that's being propaganda throughout America and perhaps throughout the world, but especially here in America, is just not a true standard of beauty.
And I totally agree. Again, it goes back to what is it doing to our self-esteem? What is it doing to our self-image? What are we saying to our future generation? What are we saying? You got to stop now. We got to start unifying ourselves and say, I'm beautiful the way I am. Because if not, Angela, they still got to go back to their God-given hair. Because when we get to with you, besides being so expensive to buy it and have it put on the professional, and besides that, when you get through this process and you take it off, you see your hair, you put it back on, you see that it's damaged, but you don't know how to accept your own hair, you still gonna have to learn how to rock your own hair, cutting it down to like 2 to 3 inches to your new growth. This is what I've been doing for the last month or so. When I see them with their hair cut short, I say, "Oh, I love your hair. What made you decide?" Most of them tell me it was overprocessed, where they could not stand to see their edges nappy. There's no such thing as that. We are a black woman, and 2 to 3 weeks after relaxing, we're gonna have that. Some of them said they wore braids too long. They don't have edges. And the ones that have patches everywhere, they said that they wore weaves. So they said the best thing for them to do was to cut their hair down. I have a good conversation with them. I compliment them. And I said, that was the best thing for you to do. And I tell them about myself. you know, that I'm an educator and a healthcare specialist. And when you going through these type of things, it is the best thing to cut it down. But a lot of us will wear these weave and this braid, then we'll go to the cosmetologist and give them a hard time because now we want to save our hair. But it's hard to save something that you don't rob all the life out of. This is what I'm saying. This is robbing the life out of our hair. Not only is it robbing the life out of our hair, it is causing alopecia because it's putting strain on our hair if you wear it too long. Our hair bud and our propeller cannot hold that strength and that stress of all that hair on there like that. Our hair was not designed for that. That's too much pressure. And see, once you mess with the propeller, then you have created a problem, you know. And if you don't catch it in time, some of them will never be able to get their hair back, the edges back, or those patches they have in the hair. See, one problem creates another problem. Only thing about nature, when you go against nature, nature eventually going to strike back. And when I say that in terms, this is the result we get when we hide behind weed, relaxers, high-lift color. What I mean by relaxers is we over-relax our hair. We can never stand to see no naps, no nothing. You know, that's not real. That's called over-processing. So the reality is we still going to have to get back and learn how to rock our own hair. And, Angela, if you keep up with hair, since I've been in the industry over 30 years, hair has come full circle. What I mean by that, we see what relaxers is about. We saw what the Jerry Curl was about. We saw what high-lift color do to your hair. Now we see what braids do to your hair, and we see what Jerry Curls are doing to your hair. So we're back full circle. It still goes back, when we threw it all that fade, we still back to our own hair. No matter how we look at it, we got to learn to embrace our own hair. And then once we learn to embrace our own hair, we're embracing our own self.
Yes. And on that note, I've got to go to break. I got to pay some bills. You've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We'll listen to Miss Patricia.
When you're searching for the latest news on...
At risk, youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his/her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other. At risk, youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his/her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, hands-on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks. That will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at subscribe at CampPenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
All right, listen, we have healthy hair specialist, Ms. Patricia from Mississippi. She is talking about the damage that hair weaves can do and overprocessing can do to ethnic hair, a Black American hair, and even African American hair, which I'm going to let her continue talking because she's doing such a superb job.
As I was saying, Angela, we must go through a mind, body, and spiritual experience with God to get back to our own natural hair. Why I say that? Because what made me have a desire to want to help us African-American, Black American women was that I ran into young ladies that don't know how to identify with themselves anymore. And I say, wait a minute, explain this. They say, I don't know how to wear my own hair. I look ugly in the mirror when I see my own hair. They hurt in my heart. And I said, oh, God, I got to do something about that because do you know what they're saying? Do you know what this is doing to this generation, the next generation, and our future generation? If we don't
it's causing an identity problem.
Yes. It's creating a very psychological problem. And my thing is to educate them how to do a mind, body, and spiritual experience to get back to their own hair. It's going to be a slow process. You're not going to be able to do it overnight because this was not created overnight. You got some sisters that are going to be bad and bold and go ahead and cut it down, but you have some that's not. So there's going to be a stage and a process that they must go through. But it can be done. If we can get back to our real self and quit that other society put a stipulation on us for what beauty is, as you said earlier. Beauty is not just long and straight.
No, it isn't.
Beauty comes in all sides. Matter of fact, the most beauty is from the inside.
All hair textures and all shapes, sizes, beauty does come from the inside. You can be pretty, but you can be beautiful because you're so good, so because you're nice on the inside. You're loving on the inside.
Yes. And if you think about it, when we wear this weave and this braid and all this, it brings out a part of us that's not real. It makes us lose ourselves. And that's not good. What I mean by that, then we begin to neglect, because everyone cannot afford this expense that they eventually accumulate for themselves. But that's why I come in there, because they are lost and don't know how to get out of it. You get out of it by going through a mind, body, and spiritual expense. No, it's not going to be easy, but it can be done with the proper process. And it's okay to wear weave from different times, special occasion, but don't let it become you. Always control it. Don't let it control you. So I said to several young ladies that you're letting it control you. You don't even understand it. And one young lady came to me and confessed. She said, you're right. She said, I'm sorry. Could you help me? I said, yes, I will. I will help you. I will help you learn how to rock your own head. Your own God given here. So,
okay.
As I say, there's a stage in the process you must go through, but you can get there. You can solve the psychological problem that you have allowed, that we have allowed to be placed upon us.
Okay.
Now it's time
for us
to take it back. Now it's time for us to take it back. Because if you keep up with the natural weather report, we're not going to be able to wear all this hot weave and braid stuff this summer because they say it's going to be such an intense heat. They're not going to be able to stand all that heat on their head. They're not going to be able to stand it. And as we know, they're global, the weather has been doing its own thing. Like I said, when you go against nature, nature eventually come back and go against you. So now it's time for us to unify ourselves throughout America and learn how to rock our own hair, learn how to embrace ourselves like we did in the 80s and the 70s and the 60s, and know that we are beautiful with or without it.
Yes.
So I say to her, yes, we are beautiful with or without it. I'll tell you this, Angela. You heard this from Miss Patricia. This summer, you're going to see more short haircuts and more little natures than you have seen in a long time. Because a lot of them are going to come out of that because they're tired. They have no one to help them. Those that are listening to me know what they have said in silence, know what they feel behind closed doors, don't know how to come out of it. They're going to come out of it, and they're going to be bold. They're going to step out. They're going to come out. They're going to start cutting their hair, for to go back to their hair, because that hair is no good. You're going to have to cut it. A cosmetologist is not going to be able to put the light back in. She can help you for a while till it gets 3 or 4 months growth. Then you're going to have to keep cutting it, because the strands have no more life in it. That's what braid and weave does to the hair. It strips our natural oil and moisture from our hair.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listeners, we've been listening to Miss Patricia, who is a healthy hair specialist. Miss Patricia, I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. We're going to go to a little break. And Miss Patricia, I look forward to having you back.
Thank you, Angela. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Okay.
So you just gonna walk to the club and just shit on everything, huh?
Another Mr. E production.
I be on my cockies, I be on my cockies. See me in the club, holding the Gucci, looking opposite. I be on my cockies. You might see me with your girlfriend. Posted getting guap. Coming nowhere in the off. Finna make it rain. All on top of everything. Gucci got me cooler than a hurricane. All these diamonds in my chain.
All right, listeners, we have with us tonight Mr. Bobby Keys. Bobby Keys is a well-renowned, worldwide-known DJ. Among many other things, platinum records and everything else. Good afternoon, Mr. Keys.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you so much, Angela, for having me on board.
You're more than welcome. Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all your guests for coming out and being a part of it.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I got a lot of likes on Facebook. I got over 150 people, so that's pretty good for me tonight. Bobby Keys, how did you get started in radio?
I was a recording engineer back in the late 70s and had a lot of friends in radio. When I came out of the military, what I did in the military, I had an assignment with the United States Navy. In addition to that, the Armed Forces Radio and Television Network was a way that GIs used to get music no matter where they were in the world. So that was my first one. My first job in radio was with the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service, and we covered the Mediterranean. So we would go over to the Med, in Europe, whether it's Italy, Spain, Greece, Turkey, or France, and we would broadcast the shows live from those locations to the GIs. So my first shot was in Armed Forces Radio. And when I got out, there were some people who were showing some serious interest. So on my way back home, I stopped in Norfolk at what was called WRAPAM at the time. And I stayed for the year. Then went back to New York and spent a good 3 years learning how to be an engineer. But I always had friends in radio. Whenever I didn't want to go on the road as a road engineer, I always just called a friend and started filling in for people, and before I knew it, I was actually on air with a broadcasting company, and they had about 13 stations around the country, so we used to go from one station to the next, to the next, to the next. We probably traveled just as much as the military, but that's pretty much where I got my start, the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Okay, how long were you in the military?
6 years. 6 years.
6 years? What did you learn to be a recording engineer?
Record plant in New York City, and that just came from just sheer determination and wanting something. What I did is I came home and I took the first 90 days to just do the research, and that was calling all the record companies to find out where they actually recorded their albums. And one studio's name kept coming up, so I thought that it'd be a great idea if I go out and try it. I did. And like most places, you start at the bottom, and you don't know why you're there. You don't know, you know, how hard you're going to have to work to get to where you want to go. But it was what I wanted to do, and I was willing to do whatever they needed me to do. So it took about 3 years, 3.5 years, to go from walking in the door to the point where you knew what you were doing and you can go out and solicit clients. The Record Plant Studios in New York, and a guy by the name of Roy Sakala, was the place to be in the 70s.
Oh, okay. All right. Who are some of the people that you have worked with over the years?
Oh, gosh. In the rock and roll industry, I've had such bands as Aerosmith, Kiss, Bob Seger, Steve Miller Band, Cheap Trick, just a host of others. I stayed in that area for about 5 years, and I kind of got the yearning for black music and the kind of way, the things we do when we put concerts on. And so
yes.
I went out and I was able to, my first black client that I engineered for was Phyllis Hyman. And it was the first album. It was the first album that we had on what was then Buddha Records. And that just came from being in the right place at the right time, and I was definitely trained and prepared to do the job. So, you know, the luck thing that they talk about, right place, right time, and proper preparation definitely works. You know, my client after that was Rick James. So I was able to go from the top rock bands in the world to the top black acts. Such as guys like Al Jarreau, GQ, Enchantment, the OJs, Phyllis, and of course, Rick James for about 4 or 5 years. So I definitely had my share of being out on the road. And so radio was a place where I'd go when I didn't want to go out on the road.
Okay. How many times have the albums you worked on with platinum or gold?
Wow, right now I believe I'm holding five are rock and roll and three are black music. So there were eight. And each time one goes platinum or gold, you understand that without the engineers, without the techs and all the people that it takes to put an album together, this thing would not have happened the way it did. So to be part of a winning project, to be young, and to be able to get 2 or 3 platinum albums within a 3-year period was definitely an indication that we were in the right place. It's a lot harder in black music because we just don't get the support that we'd like. But rock and roll, we were getting them, you know, once a year, twice a year sometimes. You know, black music to sell 500,000 copies, which was gold in those days. Platinum was 1 million. To do that with black music, you were doing that with guys like Rick James. You know, you could get a platinum record out of Rick James.
Okay.
You know, the big bands.
Okay. What was it like working with the late, great Phyllis Hyman and the late, great Rick James, Mr. Rick James?
Well, Phyllis, at the time that I worked with Phyllis, Phyllis had just come up from Miami. They were living in a small apartment in New York, and I'd been there a couple of times, and I thought, my God, you know, if this is the sacrifice to get where they're going, then I guess I'm going to be making some of those sacrifices too. She was excited about what was about to happen to her. She was like a big sister, very much a big sister, because I had the technical skills. I just didn't have the savoir-faire to, you know, to just be around some of those people. So she was able to calm me down and make me realize that, you know, the talent that I had technically wasn't going to be enough to carry me through, that I had to learn how to network with people and not, you know, try to sell them something as much as, you know, selling yourself. Like a big sister. She was just a big sister all the time. Very
she was like
interested.
A big sister.
Yeah, very interested in the band and everybody and making sure that we were all okay. Rick is another story. I mean, he definitely broke the barrier for a lot of black bands to cross over into white music and white listeners. That many times in any given auditorium on any given night, you could easily see 70% of the audience were white and 30% might be black for a Rick James concert. So he had a lot of crossover and he knew his craft very well, very, very well. It was a pleasure to be around him, you know, not only at the record plant where we worked on one of his albums, but he later put a studio in his basement, which really made it hard for, made it a lot easier for us to come up with some of the music. He was very much a guy who would always work if you didn't stop him. He wouldn't go out and seek entertainment. It was something that you'd have to say, hey, look, you know, let's just stop working and go have some fun. But once he started having fun, it was real hard to get him to go back to work. So,
He liked to work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have a two-part question. You can take your time answering it. Do you consider online radio a trend or fad? And do you believe that online radio is now as big as syndicated radio and regular radio?
It is very close. I believe the numbers say somewhere around 17 to 22 million listeners a week. 17 to 22. That will go up to about 122 in the next 2 years. So it's a lot more than a fad. But the survivors, the people who survive it are going to be the people who know radio, the true on-air personalities as well as program directors. What's going to happen, because it's growing so fast, the legislation is going to set it. Somewhere, somehow, the politicians are going to get their hands on this thing because they're going to want a piece of it, and they're going to put some legislation down, which is going to wipe out half of the Internet radio owners because they're not going to be able to afford to stay on board. So there's no doubt in my mind it's a fad. For a lot of people, it's a fad. It's just like the bottled water thing. It's what's happening now, and everybody's doing it, hoping that they are that one in a million that gets to come off of Internet and go conventional. So there's no doubt that it's a fad. There are a great percentage of the people out there, Angela, have no idea what they're doing. There's no doubt about it. I hope that they get better at it. I think their reason for doing it was because somebody else did it, not because they were born into it. The ones who are going to survive are the ones who were born to do this. Mm-hmm. And the ones who won't survive in time will tell who was and who wasn't. I think the expression that we heard it 1,000 times, many are called, but few are chosen. And that's what this is all about. There may be millions of Internet radio stations across the land, but there will only be a handful that will rise to the top like anything else. And so that's our job, to rise to the top, take advantage of the medium that we have to get the information out to our community, whether it's local or it's worldwide.
That's true. You're so right. I was just asking the question because it came up on chat, and I also want to know an expert opinion, such as yourself.
Yeah, it's a long time.
You've been on regular radio, you've been on online. You know, you did so much. And
right.
It came up on my chat line, the question did. So So I'm asking it for Cherie.
Well, Cherie, I got to tell you again, they're at about 17 to 22 million listeners a week right now. And according to the numbers, like I said, it will go to 122 million. The people who are going to survive are people that are going to be able to bring a taste of conventional radio to Internet radio. You have to be able to we can't change the wheel, but we can make it work smoother. And so that's all we're going to be able to do here. We're going to have the power to make this medium work a lot smoother without the politics that's in regular radio right now, because the sponsors in regular radio control everything. If the sponsors don't want certain things within an hour, then the program directors and the general manager will make it so just to keep that sponsor. You know, one day you're on air, next day you get a message saying the station's off the air and you're out of a job. So the good thing about this is we ain't going anywhere, you know. It's growing fad. There are many, many, like I said, stations out there. But only few will truly survive, whether it's Black Radio. The number one station, web-based station right now, is a white station that plays classic rock.
Okay.
And they're doing quite a few million hits. And so sponsors want to be with these guys. They want to be with the guys who's got listeners. And so that's what you want to do when you come out here. You want to grow your listeners. Teach them how to listen to radio all over again, because many of them have forgotten with these new devices and iPods. You know, they really don't. The whole new generation's not turning on the radio. So we got to turn it on for them. And at the same time, we've got to make it fun for everybody in the house, like radio used to be. When you
like
were
radio
before
used
your television.
To be, that's right.
Right. Before your television, a whole family could sit around the radio. And within that hour, there would be something on that show for everybody in the family. And so that's how we run our station here. We go from jazz to hip-hop, classic soul, smooth R&B, reggae, gospel, Latin music. Because good music is good music. So there should be no boundaries as to black music, white music. Good music is good music, and it should be played.
I agree with you. Good music is good music, and I like online radio too. I hope to be in this for the long term, have some longevity in radio. I don't know if I'll be where you at, but when I can always hope. Okay. Tonight, listeners, we have with us Bobby Keys. Bobby Keys is a well-renowned DJ and engineer. He's worked for the likes of the deceased Miss Phyllis Hyman and the deceased Rick James and Aerosmith and Kiss and numerous other groups. We're going to take a small break, and then we're going to come back and have more of a conversation with Bobby Keys. All right, Bobby, we're going to be right back, okay?
Certainly, I'll be right here.
All right.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumping. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com, or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, let's not forget that you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler, and the show is 1347. Show's number is 1347-327-9376. We have with us tonight, Bobby Keys. We're having an interview with Bobby Keys. Also, I'd like to get some of my advertisers in. Do not forget Power of the Bee by author John Watts. Also, Butterfly Cosmetics, April Smith Holt. Power of the Bee by author John Watts can be found online at Amazon.com. Butterfly Cosmetics can be found at www.butterflycosmetics.com. Also, let's not forget author Angelina Squire. The name of her book is Tune In to the Right Voice. Let the voice of God be louder than the voice of struggle. All right. Those are our advertisers, and we're going to go back and talk to Bobby Keys. You were not always online radio. How long have you been on online radio?
I'm part of what is called the Web Internet Radio Network. It's a network of stations, three strong right now, with the premier morning man in America, Ken Spider Webb, his brother Tommy Webb, and myself. And the Web Boys have been doing this since, the day before 9/11, so that's 2001. They started doing this in 2001. I came aboard and joined them about three and a half years ago, and stayed with them for about 2 years, developed a station form, took that station from where it was at the time to just to the heavens. It was a great ride to see that there was a need for what we were doing. So I spent a good 2 years with them, and then we decided here that it would be a great idea if we could expand our listening audience and start thinking about a whole new generation of listeners. Knowing that classic soul was not going to just be our bread and butter, we needed to be able to butter our bread with other types of music. So on the Internet, I'm probably here for almost 4 years now on the Internet.
How many years?
Four on the web.
Okay. All right. That's quite a long time. Between you and the Webs, how many years of experience do you have between the three of you?
Over 100 years. Each one of us has got about 35 plus years in this broadcasting. So, yeah. Ken Webb was the premier morning man for what was WBLS in New York and Kiss FM in New York. Tommy was a tech for NBC. They built what is many of the cable networks that we're watching now back in those days. And so Tommy was one of those guys who put all that together. And then myself, to come in with the engineering skills that I brought to the team, took us to a place that we never thought that internet radio would go. We really never did. And to see the numbers, you're always in awe because you really don't see the listeners. It's not like you see them in the audience and you can look out. So the numbers pretty much tell us where they're coming from, how long they're staying. And believe me, black radio is alive. And without the Internet, for all of our classic soul lovers out there, I'm sure they understand that classic soul would not be as strong as it is today without web-based radio stations, because conventional radio is not playing it. And so we are the keepers of classic soul.
Classic soul. All right. That's wonderful to hear. I'm online radio, too, and I'm on Blog Talk Radio and also Power News Radio, so it's wonderful to have somebody else that's a veteran in the field on my show, because I can learn something. And I consider it a great thing to have you on here. Besides Army radio, military radio, what other stations have you worked at?
I've worked at WBLS in New York. And let's see, it was Atlanta. It was 104, KISS 104. Cute 102 out in Los Angeles, California. Memphis, Tennessee. My gosh, so many different places. You don't even remember all the call letters, but
Okay.
And all of it was a growing experience. And what we find now is that we have a culmination of all the skills that we put together over the years, and now we're allowed to put it all out on the table and see exactly just how talented we really are. And so that's what Internet Radio has done for a lot of us. It made it very clear and it confirmed that we are good at this and that we're supposed to be here. We weren't called for this. We were born into it. So
we don't
just play the music. We are the music. I live the music I play.
Okay. So you did not necessarily go to school or college to be taught to be what you are, a recording engineer DJ. Journalist,
right.
Somewhat of a journalist and DJ. Okay, you taught yourself. Well, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Right. We learned from people who were the godfathers of radio in those days. A gentleman by the name of Frankie Crocker out of New York pretty much set the trend for what is urban contemporary radio in the late 70s. And so we've been pretty much following a piece of that blueprint. And then deviating because of it being, you know, the future now compared to what we were doing then. So we have the technology, we have the equipment, and so to know that we have people that can actually go out and execute it is so important. But it's not something that you do by yourself. It's always a team of people that gets you the information, that makes you look good, and sometimes you are the team, you know. And many times you are the team, you know. You do everything from promotion to music director to program director to so many other hats that you wear. But the blessing is that it's yours. There's nobody coming downstairs to tell you what to play or what you can say. You know, although there's great freedom here, you still want to stay within the lines, you know.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of things here tonight to do with your career, Bobby Keys. So my next question would be, what advice do you have for people who are aspiring to be on internet radio or want to create their own radio show or business? What advice do you have for them?
Well, there's no doubt that you have to have a plan. Don't come out here if you don't have a plan, because I can't be responsible for what's going to happen to you. So the most important thing is to create a plan that helps you to understand what you're trying to achieve so that you know why you're doing what you're doing. You're not just doing something, but you know why. So the first thing is definitely come up with a plan. Do your research. Find out what people like, what people are looking for, what people need in their lives, and fill those voids. And that's where the success comes in. You know, here at 98.6 WDIP, it's all about the music. If I wasn't here, the music would still play. And so if we treat it with the respect that it's due, then we'll be here for a while. The second we think that we're bigger than the music, we're going to be in for a shock of our lives. So a good plan. Definitely don't go out there without a plan. Do your research. Do your homework. Find out what everybody wants, what everybody's asking for. They tell you every day in the conversation. So, you know, if they want talk radio and you want to go into a talk radio format, then make it something that, you know, people are not going to ask about, because if they ask about it, then it seems like they don't know. With radio, because nobody sees anybody, you can answer a lot of those questions for them that they had without having to ever ask. So success is in the planning. There's no doubt about it. You got to have a plan. So that's if I'm telling you anything, I'm telling you to come up with a plan. Before you come out on this platform, make sure you know where the water is and how high it is that you're going to be diving into. Do not attempt to dive off the board and not do your homework.
Okay. All right. That makes plenty of sense. That makes great sense. What advice do you have for the young people, the youth? What advice do you have for them who are
considering a career choice, who are dealing with even bullying. I know that goes to one extreme, to me, is career to bullying, but what advice do you have for them, for you, for young people?
It's so important to have a plan, that if you're out here without one, sooner or later, it's going to come to light that you may not know what you're doing. People can figure out who knows what they're doing and who doesn't know what they're doing. If you wake up with a passion, like a coal, you know, if you wake up with that passion for what you want to be and what you want to do, you're not going to have a problem. The most important part is not to allow anybody to tell you that you can't. The people who are achieving nowadays are people who never heard somebody say you can't. So if you're around somebody who's saying that, who's showing you no love for what you want to do, then by all means, please get away from them. And surround yourself with people who are greater than you, who are smarter than you, and I promise you, you'll definitely find the success. Learn as much as you can, and don't talk. I think that's one of the key elements. There's not much that you can say in a field that you really don't know much about. So your best bet would be to learn as much as you can. You can't do that if you're talking to people. So you want to definitely be able to learn from the best. But if you got that passion and you know when you have it, when you wake up in the morning and the first thing you see is your dream, that's a passion. When you finish eating and on the bottom of the plate you see your passion, that's a passion. When you put your clothes on, when you go outside, it's with you. It goes with you, and it's haunting at you, and it's talking to you, and it's telling you this is where we're supposed to be. We have to get to this crossroads, make that right, not the left. If you don't hear that voice, that inner voice telling you where to go, then you're not going to get there. But most important, surround yourself with people who are greater and smarter than you are, and you will learn. You know, if you surround yourself with people like yourself, then there's no room to grow. Go looking for the people who, if you think you envy somebody because they have something, go learn something from them.
That's right. That's right. All right. Listeners, we've had with us tonight Bobby Keys. Mr. Keys, thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
You've been a great guest,
and I've learned a lot, and I'm sure my listeners have learned a lot. I want to say goodnight to you, and I look forward to having you back to Show Talk with Angela Butler. This is an invite to come back and speak and be interviewed, and I thank you.
Oh, we thank you and your listeners so much, Andrew. Thank you. We're at 98.6 WDIP. You can Google that, or you can Google up Bobby Keys Radio, and you'll be able to find all the places where you can listen to what we do. And again, most important is that we're waiting for you. We're going to leave the light on for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Thank you, Andrew. Y'all have a good night.
You too. All right, listen, we had with us on the first half of the show, we had with a beautician, Patricia, who's a healthy hair specialist. She is one of the greats, I say, because she's been in the business for over 30 years. I'd like you to go back, of course, and listen to the show and learn all you can about healthy care and how damaging hair weave is to ethnic hair, a Black American hair, and find out about overprocessing. Also, she's been a great guest on Show Talk with Angela Butler, and I look forward to having her back every Monday. We had with us Bobby Keys. Bobby Keys is a world-renowned DJ. He's been on the air 30-plus years. He works with the Webs, and they have between them over 100 years experience between the three of them in radio, and they're just really a fantastic triple threat, as I would say. They're a triple threat. All right, listeners, the calling number is 1-347-327-9376. Don't forget to listen to PowerNewsRadio.com and also BlogTalkRadio.com. And next, we're going to listen to Looch the Dawn. and Dadon's Beauty.
Kaito.
Dadon's Beauty. Don't forget to check him out on CD Baby. And next we're going to hear X40 Survival.
Yeah, 40 series, Survival or Tribulance, you know what it is? It's my game, Survivor, come on. Yeah.
I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire, shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh yeah. I'm a survivor, hey. I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire, shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh yeah. I'm a survivor,
hey. You know what is brand new? I bring it to you just as news. 1, 2, 3, buckle up my shoes. You can listen to the news, the words that I utter. I testimonies to good, better times in the past. I had my back to the wall, praises to God. I break the four walls, I've broken the back of the terrible beast. Now I be like this. My enemies are on your knees. Step to the ground like glue. Listen to the tune. My lyrics to your ears just sound like the morning dew. I don't just read only Genesis, but also read Matthew. I've tough lots of forces, I can scale through. Now I got money like the rain dropping on me like showers. I struggle to stay alive. Don't dive in the pool of death, cause if I can survive, so you can. Believe in yourself.
I'm a survivor. I look everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm a fire. Oh Lord, I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm a fire. Oh Lord, I'm a survivor.
Memories bring me back, histories of the past. I cannot voice my stories into lyrics, listen to me. The battle is over, let the burden be put off my shoulder. I'm strange today, so please don't mind the way I behave. Don't mind my manners, for my heart is now white, sad and gray. You may call out my name, I might cast your memories back to yesterday. I was waiting, contemplating, debating, yearning for liberty. Here I come today. Yeah, what more can I say? I pray to agitation, I yearn to addiction. Regardless when my heart took me back to the class of horizon. At the end I crossed the bridge, sharing my experience way back when I was in gorgeous. Before now, it's tangled, I survived. I'm a leader, I'm a leader, you know what it is, yeah, come on.
I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire, shouting up louder, all I'm a fire, oh Lord, I'm a survivor, hey. I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire, shouting up louder, all I'm a fire, oh Lord. I'm a survivor.
All right, listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. That was Exporting with the song Survivor. Next, we're going to listen to Spend My Life with Fareed Braxton.
Yeah, yeah, quick hit the love song. It's the love song. It's the love song. It's the love song. Yeah, it's the love song. It's the love song. Come on.
Time to see.
All right, listeners, you're listening to Spend My Life by Fareed Braxton. His single can be bought on, or his CD can be bought on ReverbNation.com. Next, we have Credit Equal.
So we just gonna walk through the club and just shit on everything, huh?
Another Mr. E production.
I be on my cocky. See me in the club, hosting the coach and looking opposite.
You've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler. I can be found at www.blogtalkradio.com, powernewsradio.com. The caller number is 1-347-327-9376. I'm your host, Angela Butler, and I appreciate you listening to the show. Good night.